This session is about creating resilience in pursuit of a goal. We have all faced moments in our lives when our personal or professional aspirations have collided with difficult situations. And it's in these moments that it becomes apparent how crucial it is to have built resilience, that invisible force that keeps us going when everything around us resonates with uncertainty. Resilience is not a quality that only a small number of people are born with. It is something that each of us can acquire, develop, and strengthen, like muscles when we exercise. And this process, while sometimes challenging, is immensely rewarding. What does resilience actually mean? Resilience goes far beyond the simple ability to endure or survive hard times. It is our inner strength that motivates us to keep going despite obstacles. It's the ability to actively adapt to new situations and look for opportunities to grow rather than surrender to them. Resilient people see setbacks not only as the end of one journey, but also as the beginning of a new, perhaps even better one. And this quality allows us not only to perceive problems differently, but also to learn from them and gradually transform them into our advantages. Resilience is not just about handling stress or not giving up. It is a much deeper skill about how to work effectively with your emotions, how to set clear and realistic goals, and not lose sight of your values in the process. It's the ability to tell ourselves that every step, no matter how small, brings us closer to what we really want. And while some paths may seem difficult or even seemingly impossible, resilience gives us the chance to take them. What challenges do we experience most often along the way? Every goal, big or small, brings its own challenges. And one of the biggest lessons we can learn is to acknowledge that challenges are simply part of the process. They teach us, they make us grow, and they give us the opportunity to strengthen our skills and our character. What do we most frequently come across on our journey? Setbacks and disappointments. Setbacks in our lives can at first seem like a heavy stone that has fallen in our path and is blocking our next steps forward. This feeling when we fail is often almost overwhelming. We feel like our passion, our dreams, and our goals are suddenly out of our reach. With every step we have tried to take in the right direction, it is as if we are thrown further back. Instead of inspiration comes exhaustion, and instead of enthusiasm, a wave of doubt washes over us about our abilities, skills, and potentially our entire self-worth. These doubts can be incredibly insidious. They settle deep inside us and constantly convince us that we are not good enough, that we lack talent, ability, or just plain luck. They drown out any positive inner voice and make us feel that everything we have done so far has been pointless. How easy it is in these moments to begin to lose the strength to carry on. How strong is the desire to just give up, to retreat to the sidelines and prefer not to face any more challenges. But right here, at this critical moment of doubt and pain, lies the greatest opportunity. If we can stop for a moment and look at failure through different eyes, we can discover its true meaning. For our failure is not a sign of our setbacks or our incompetence. On the other hand, it is a valuable lesson and experience that truly moves us forward. Every failure is a lesson from which we can learn how to do things better. It is a step on the road to success, even though it may not be so clearly visible at first. Imagine failure as a map highlighting the paths that lead nowhere. It teaches us to recognize dead ends, shows us where we may have rushed too much, missed the signs, or needed more patience. Remind yourself that even the greatest personalities, whether we're talking about successful business leaders, scientists, artists, or athletes, didn't make it to the top without setbacks. On the other hand, each of them has a story full of moments when they hit a roadblock, hit rock bottom, and got back on their feet. For example, Nikola Tesla, one of the greatest inventors of all time, faced thousands of setbacks before he came up with a working radio. When asked how he perceived all his attempts that did not lead to the goal, he replied, "I did not experience failures. I just found thousands of ways that didn't work." This way of thinking teaches us that failure is not the end. It's just a way to learn new information and move on with a different approach. If you think about it, How would you learn to walk if you resigned after the first fall? Every hesitant step, every bump you experienced as a child trying to get back on your feet was actually a small failure that you learned from. You were learning coordination, balance, determination to fight for every step, and eventually, you could walk. Now look at your life today. What if there was the same determination, the same learning from each seeming fall? If we can change our perception of failure, we will begin to see these moments as opportunities. Each failure becomes not only a valuable lesson, but also a building block that brings us closer to our dreams. Yes, the road may be twisting, full of obstacles, and perhaps longer than we originally imagined, but the very fact that we are learning and improving is of great value. Don't be afraid of mistakes. Don't be afraid of falls. Instead, always ask yourself the question, what can I learn from this? What does this experience tell me? Rather than getting stuck in regret, let's find the hidden value in failures, the shards of wisdom and courage that encourage us to take the next step. Because every fall gives us a chance to get up again, and every single day we choose to keep fighting moves us further closer to our goal. Remember that the path to our dreams is not always easy or straightforward, but if we can realize that every failure shapes us and gives us a chance to grow, we will find that we are not lost on this journey. We hold in our hands the power to turn over the cards of fate and make each fall a powerful lesson that moves us higher. Never give up. Every setback is just the beginning of something amazing. And all you have to do is believe that you can do it. Let's dive into practical part once again. Exercise: how to approach successes and disappointments. Question number one: what specific failure has happened to you? What has it left in you, and how often do you think about it? Does this experience hold you back, and if so, in what specific ways? Identify a specific situation or event that has affected you and caused you to feel like a failure. Reflect on all that this experience has left in you and how you are dealing with its effects now. Question number two: what emotions did this failure trigger in you? Listen to your feelings. Was it sadness, anger, frustration, disappointment, or another emotion? Question number three: why do you think you feel this way? Try to find out the origin of your emotions. What is so personal or important to you about this situation? Question number four: what inner discussion do you have with yourself when you are facing failure? Why does it demotivate me so much? Write down how you talk to yourself in these moments. Are these thoughts constructive or destructive? Question number five: are there any patterns from the past that repeat for you when you fail? Think about whether the same situation or reaction has been repeated in the past. Are you repeating the same mistakes, feeling the same emotions? Question number six: what would you say to your best friend if faced with a similar setback? How would you think and advise a loved one to deal with failure? Get out of your head and try to put yourself in the shoes of someone else. Imagine yourself in the position of your friend. What advice would you give him? Question number seven: what lessons or positive insights can you draw from this situation? Think about what you have learned from this setback, what you can use in the future, and how it can strengthen your resilience. Question number eight: what small step can you take to react differently next time? Identify one specific improvement or action you can take next time to better deal with similar situations. Criticism and a lack of support from others. Many of us live with constant fear of what others think of us. We fear that their words, often coming in the form of criticism or feedback, will expose our weaknesses or question our worth. Negative feedback can hit us deeply. It can act as a razor blade that cuts into our confidence and can remind us of all our insecurities. The words of others have the power to stop us in our tracks, make us doubt what we are doing, and in extreme cases, even discourage us from pursuing our dreams. It's a mechanism of our minds. We pay attention to those negative voices, even when positive opinions often prevail. But why is this so? Sometimes it is because we are too connected to our desire to be accepted and appreciated. We want others to approve of us, to encourage and support us. However, once we encounter criticism, even if it is well-intentioned, we have a hard time dealing with it. Feelings of vulnerability suddenly deepen and our defense mechanisms become evident. Instead of embracing criticism as a tool for growth, which it often deserves, we can see it as a personal attack on our worth. And then what happens? We start to hide, not only from the people giving us that feedback, but sometimes even from ourselves. When we avoid ourselves, we stop exploring our dreams, goals, and potential. We stop believing we can do better. The words that hurt us remain as an echo in our minds, and we are afraid to take the next step. We begin to ask ourselves, what if I fail again? What if the doubts of others come up again? Instead of moving toward our own growth, we stagnate to protect ourselves. And this is where the awakening begins. It is in this moment that we have the opportunity to stop and start thinking about what we are going to do about it. Because our true power lies not in avoiding criticism, but in learning to work with it. This is where resilience comes in. Resilience isn't about blocking out all negative emotions or stopping hearing the opinions of others. It's about creating a mindset that helps us process those opinions effectively and constructively. It's being able to not be consumed by doubt and learning to see criticism not as a weapon pointed at us, but as a tool whose edge can help us shape a better version of ourselves. We cannot avoid criticism in our lives. Whether you are a student, a professional, a parent, or a coach, there will always be someone who will question your actions. And that's okay. When we learn resilience, we discover within ourselves the ability to set limits to criticism. On the one hand, we allow good criticism to shape, teach, and guide us. On the other hand, we learn not to let negative influences bring us to our knees. What others say often says more about them than it does about you. Just when someone is criticizing you, you have a unique chance to pick your head up and think, "Is there something about this that I can use? Can this inspire me to do something better?" If so, take it as a gift. If not, leave it in the space behind as a simple opinion bubble that has no place in your inner world. We must remember that not only criticism but also praise is part of life. And just as we can ignore unnecessary criticism, we must be able to retain and remember words of encouragement. Resilience training allows us to keep our feet firmly planted and balance the two, praise and feedback. Once we begin to see criticism as an opportunity for self-discovery and growth rather than a threat, we reach a whole new level of personal freedom. Remember that no successful person has achieved their goals without going beyond criticism and disapproval from others. Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Elon Musk. All of these visionaries faced a lot of doubt, but they didn't give up. On the contrary, they learned to take doubt as the fuel that pushed them forward. Their example is proof that you can only achieve truly great things if you stop being afraid of other people's opinions. And so I encourage you not to be afraid to face the feedback. Don't be afraid to keep your mind open to the possibility of growth, even though it may seem painful at first to face the truth. Build your resilience like a muscle, day by day, thought by thought. You will soon find that instead of holding you back, criticism will push you forward. Remember that your worth is not determined by the opinions of others, but by how you perceive yourself and what you are able to create. Every doubter is an opportunity for you to show that you have what it takes. How can resilience be strengthened? Building resilience is a lifelong journey that each of us must go through at our own pace. It is not just about learning to deal with difficulty and unexpected situations, but rather about gaining the ability to live in harmony with the world, with others, and with ourselves. This journey teaches us to process the challenges, adversities, and various trials of life with greater calm, insight, and most importantly, confidence, which for many of us can become the key to true strength. The ability to be resilient does not mean ignoring problems or holding back emotions, but developing an attitude that gives us the power to deal with them in a healthy and effective way. If you don't know where to start, or if you feel like building your resilience is like climbing a mountain thousands of feet high, don't be intimidated. Each big step consists of small, sometimes barely noticeable, forward movements. Just focus on some specific approaches that can support you along the way. Positive perception of the world and affirmations. The first step to building resilience may be to change the way we view the world around us. Our minds tend to hold on to negative events and problems, overshadowing the many beautiful things we experience on a daily basis. Try to consciously focus on the positive aspects of the situations you are going through. For example, when faced with an unpleasant challenge at work or in a relationship, try asking yourself, "What good does this situation bring? What can I learn from it?" Another useful tool is affirmations, the conscious repeating of positive phrases that help us reprogram our minds. They can be simple, such as, "I am capable enough to handle the tasks ahead of me," or, "I am growing each day and becoming a stronger version of myself." This is not some magical incantation, but a way to tune your mind to positive vibrations. Over time, these repeated phrases will displace the constant doubt and inner critic, making room for self-confidence and greater peace. Remind yourself that positive thinking is not about ignoring difficulties, but about finding a constructive approach to solving them. It's like learning to see the rainbow even on a rainy day. Effective planning and prioritization. Resilience requires not only strength and patience, but also good planning. When we find ourselves under the pressure of many tasks, responsibilities, and expectations, we can become overwhelmed by the feeling that we are not up to the task. How do we deal with this situation? The key is the art of setting realistic goals and then breaking them down into smaller steps that are more manageable. If you have a big project that seems unmanageable, try to spread it out. Prioritize. What's really important? What can wait? Take a moment each day to look at your to-do list. Do they all really need to be accomplished today? Once you identify specific tasks you can accomplish, your work will start to make more sense. Each step accomplished, even if it's small, gives us a sense of accomplishment and gives us the strength to keep going. Don't forget to take time for yourself. The key to balanced planning is not only to fill your diary with work, but also to include space for rest, your favorite activity, or a moment when you just do nothing. Physical and mental health. We cannot talk about resilience without mentioning health, both physical and mental. Our body and mind are connected vessels. If we neglect one, sooner or later it will affect the other. Taking care of the body is not just an aesthetic issue, but above all, a practical one. It doesn't matter if you run marathons or do yoga twice a week. The important thing is to find movement that makes you happy and gives your body the energy it needs. Also, follow a right lifestyle. A healthier diet can improve not only your physical condition, but also your mental state. Getting enough vitamins and minerals combined with hydration can work wonders. What about sleep? How much time do you devote to it? We often forget that getting enough rest is one of the most important pillars on the road to resilience. Without quality sleep, it's hard to stay motivated and face challenges with a clear head. Mental health can then be nurtured through mindfulness, the practice of awareness of the present moment. You will learn how to focus on the present instead of getting lost in uncertain worries about what's to come or being overwhelmed by previous errors. Why is resilience key? Resilience is not only a tool for overcoming challenges, but it also becomes our guide on the way to inner freedom. It means looking for possibilities where others see only dead ends. It helps us to transform stressful moments into opportunities for growth, to see the beauty in small everyday successes, and to find meaning where we would not have looked before. Remember that building resilience is not really a sprint where we chase a fast goal. It's more of a marathon that we run at our own pace, sometimes faster, sometimes slower. Each small step forward makes you stronger. Every problem conquered teaches you another lesson. Don't give up, even though the situation may seem unbeatable. Accept every challenge with a determination to learn and grow. And remember, there is an endless source of strength within you that will always get you where you want to go. Let's play Strengthening Resilience Game. I have designed a mini game for you that is based on Stoic philosophy. You can play it alone or with more people. Your imagination is unlimited. The game consists of three parts. Part number one, preparation and understanding of dreams. Step one, dreamer's list. Each player writes down what dreams or goals they want to achieve. Everyone will focus on what is important to them. Step two, definition of controllable versus uncontrollable. Players then divide the paper in half. On the first half, they make a heading, what I can control. This includes everything like effort, motivation, task completion, planning, desire to work, and so on. On the other side, you write a heading, what I can't influence, like opinions of others, results, weather, and so on. Write everything down really carefully. Part number two, Stoic challenges. Each player will now go through a Stoic challenge and observe how they feel and what it evokes in them. Step one, challenge, visualization of the resilience. Imagine a situation where you have your dream and suddenly a critic starts walking by. What does the critic look like? He begins to question and devalue your dream. What does he say? And how does that make you feel? Do you feel like fighting for your dream, or do you feel like giving up? Step two, reflection on emotion control. Write a short story about a situation with a critic. How did your emotions control you? Where in your body did you feel them? Did they have a color or smell? Write down anything that seems important or unimportant to you. Step three, writing a letter to your future self. Write yourself a letter of this awareness. Every feeling is familiar to you now, and you can return to your letter at any time. What would you like your future self to tell you about your progress toward your goal? Step four, final reflections. At the end, each player will summarize what they have learned and what steps they plan to take next to become more resilient. This adventure will help you focus on personal growth and resilience, whether you're playing alone or with a group. The game will encourage you to overcome your fears and strengthen your ability to follow your dreams, regardless of the opinions of others. And now, we are at the end. There are no more unknowns on the road to resilience, and you know how to do it. Please take the time to practice on your own and build your resilience wherever you can. It's something no one will ever take away from you.